Chapter 1. A cool drizzle trailed down Willie's leathered neck as he settled back and waited for the sky to clear. From shore, he could barely make out faint, tug-like sounds motoring on the Ohio. Leon told him the old boat appeared to be barging wheat containers upriver. Sure enough, he finally heard the unmistakable bark of the tug's engine as it muscled around the turn at the forks, a landmark he could no longer see. As the wind shifted, Willie inhaled an oily diesel stench and the pungent odor of rotting garbage collecting along the riverbank. He shook his head. 20 years ago, this river smelled like fine perfume. Now all the sweetness is plumb gone. Leon swung around on his folding chair, grinning at his malcontented friend. That's 'cause you're sitting over your damn creel. Dead carp smells a mite better. Willie wiped his nose and shifted the wicker tackle box under his skinny buttocks.
You think my lures stink?
Something does.
Think it's a whiskey?
Willie teasingly patted his tackle box. Leon pawed around in his front pocket, pulled out a container of chewing tobacco, and removed the tin lid.
I could use a stiff drink, but I ain't reaching between your bony legs for it.
Not until the fish bite. Willie shifted in his folding chair, yet couldn't get comfortable. Them's the rules.
I should have had Faye spike the coffee.
Leon packed his wet gums, returned the can to his pocket, and gazed out at the winding river. Willie figured his friend would give in and ask again, but to his surprise he didn't. Instead, there was only the soft sound of slapping gums and the quiet comfort in knowing Leon had to wait.
Gotta stretch my legs.
Willie carefully patted the ground until he found the handle of his white cane. He picked it up off the dirt, unfolded it, and slowly stood. He meandered a few yards along the river bank, tapping the red tip along the mud, deciphering subtle nuances, and checking the ground for debris. When he heard his creel creak open, he stopped suddenly, flashing a pair of nicotine-stained teeth at his friend.
If you're fishing for the bottle, I've got it.
He heard the creel shut. Now satisfied, Willie took his time, circling back. When he returned, he folded his cane, tucked it between his legs, and felt around for his fiberglass fishing rod. He found it stuck in a pocket of mud, a hole he'd made for himself. He ran his hand up the Mitchell reel until an index finger discovered the taut monofilament.
Willie,
Leon eyed the whiskey flask sticking out of his friend's shirt pocket.
What's eating you?
Nothing worth discussing.
I know better. You've been pissing and moaning all morning. They cut off your disability again?
No.
That's not what Faye said.
Faye don't know Jack. How could Willie explain the weight of a lifetime of missed opportunities? He sank into this what-if depression each time, sucking him further into the muck, the rescue line always hovering just at the tips of his frantic fingers. Today, the what-if was his sight. Yesterday, it was his flaccid cock, as useless now as a hunk of thick rope. Would vision and a hard-on really have changed the course of his life as meandering and unpredictable as the river sneaking by? Doubtful. During breakfast, somebody other than Leon had noticed his foul mood as well. Faye, the young waitress who slid Willie his plate of biscuits and gravy across the counter, had suspected something immediately.
"You're wearing one sour face this morning," she said. "What's up, little Oscar depressed?"
"None of your business, Faye. And my pecker's fine, thank you. Go fill our thermos with some of that chicory, 'cause we're in a hurry. And this time, don't scrimp on no sugar."
Leon butted in. "Willie ain't hisself today."
"Shut up, Leon." Sure enough, Faye had felt pity for him, because on the way out he'd been able to cop a feel of her fine ass. The last attempt, she'd nearly broken his finger. A blind man wearing a splint on his pussy finger don't look so good. People talk. Willie sulked. It hadn't helped that some asshole had knocked down his markers along the trail. The sticks were how he counted steps to the water's edge. That was just plain spiteful. A heavy vibration against Willie's foot snapped him out of his funk. Leon jumped up, staring at the bending tip of his friend's fishing pole, and reached for it. Willie whirled around like a frisky rat and rapped Leon's fingers with the blunt end of his cane.
"Hands off!"
Willie jerked hard and set the hook.
"Well, what you waiting for? Reel it in!"